Fate Actually, a paranormal women's fiction novel, Moonstone Cove, Book 2. Written by Elizabeth Hunter. Narrated by Ava Lucas. For my very own crazy clan. Related by blood, marriage, or choice, I love you all. Chapter 1. Antonia Ducey slicked a clay face mask over her olive-toned skin and set the timer for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. She leaned on the edge of the counter and glanced to her right, drumming her fingers on the edge. 4 minutes, 50 seconds. What was she supposed to do with 4 minutes and 50 seconds? Tony hated sitting still. She hated wasting time. She had too much going on in her life to waste time. It was Wednesday morning. She had a dozen things to do at her garage that day, and her dad was supposed to be coming in. She wanted to get her butt going out the door. 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Drip. 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 The rhythmic drip of water at the bottom of her sink snagged her attention. She cocked her head and put her finger to the faucet. It was one of those little jobs she hadn't quite gotten around to doing since she bought the old cottage at the bottom of the hill. It was probably just a washer. She could fix that in 5 minutes. She glanced at the counter and the numbers ticking by. Okay, 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Tony opened the bathroom door and walked through her bedroom and toward the kitchen where she kept her toolbox under the sink. Eventually, she'd move her tools to the laundry room. But right now, the laundry room was torn up while she refinished the cabinets in there. Just as she grabbed her tools, she felt her phone buzzing in her pocket. She slid it to answer.
Morning, Dad.
Tony, you're not at the garage.
He was early, of all the days.
I'm just running a little late. I'll be there soon.
There's like 3 guys just sitting around in the bay.
She looked at the clock on her phone.
It's 5 till 8. They're not on until 8.
Bobby Ducey huffed and muttered something about his day. She walked the toolbox back to the bathroom.
Dad, I'm sure Glenn has them all scheduled. It's a busy day and he knows what's going on.
Is this Glenn's garage or yours?
It's mine, you old coot.
Dad, do I go to the club and tell you how to play bocce ball?
You act.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?